Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Today, we share good news in the Bible. God's forgiveness is a gift. God inspired Prophet David to write, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them." Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. Interestingly, I found a verse in the Quran shows our need for God to make us righteous. You know, Muslim teachers teach that we can become righteous by our good works. Actually, the Quran has many indications that we do not have the solution to our sin problem. For example, Surah 3, verse 193, reads, "Our Lord, we have heard the call of one calling us to faith. Believe ye in the Lord, and we have believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins, blot out from us our iniquities, and take to thyself our souls in the company of the righteous." Of course, the good news is explained in the Bible. The story starts by God giving us a free will and the freedom of a choice. You and I made wrong choices and disobeyed God. You sinned willfully, my friend. The cost of the damages you did is more than you can pay. Divine rescue is necessary. God, the Heavenly Father, paid the price himself. The moment you trust Christ as your Savior, you are granted immunity from punishment and the case against you is closed. All the penalty and death we deserve for our sin fell upon Jesus. Through God's divine self-sacrifice, God manifested his divine love for you and me, which triumphed over his divine wrath toward us sinners. God will justify you, my friend. This is the great, awesome news. When you accept his own payment for all of your sins, I clearly remember struggling as if I were climbing a mountain with a heavy backpack on February 17, 1976, in Egypt, in a small apartment, home Bible study, I repented and put my faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I felt so light, so free. I actually ran from joy, danced from joy. I felt so clean, so forgiven. My friend, Jesus paid the penalty for our sins. This is the most awesome news you can ever hear. Jesus Christ removed the barrier between you and God. Take advantage of it. The Bible states this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sin. You can read this awesome news all over the New Testament. This verse I just read to you in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. Out of matchless love for us, God placed our sin debt on Jesus, who willingly took our place as the sacrifice for us. We were enemies of God, my friend, alienated from him, But God's passionate love did not stand still. Even though God is the superior, he reached out to us inferior. We offended him, but he took action to bring us to himself. We are the one that need him. However, he is the one that approached us and acted to reconcile us to himself. God sent Jesus to remove our sins by a full and just compensation. God loved us when there was nothing in us to attract his love. He loved us in our sinful condition. He did not need us, yet he sacrificed for us. God's love for us is gracious, my friend, unselfish, and we don't deserve it. God came to us in the person of Jesus Christ to save us because he knew we could not save ourselves from eternal separation from him and from eternal punishment. God desires us to possess everlasting life and happiness in his presence. My friend, you cannot do anything to deserve that. Through sending Jesus Christ, the justice of God in regard to our sin was satisfied. When you trust Christ through faith in him, in what he has done for you, all obstructions now is removed out of the way. You can live and enjoy God's presence now and forever. God's love for you cannot be matched, my friend. The highest expression of God's passionate love for you is revealed through Jesus Christ's life, words, suffering, and death. God gave Christ to die to pay the penalty that you and I should have paid. Christ's mission is the greatest revelation of God's love. My Muslim friend, my Christian friend, we stand in awe when we think about God's love. None of us can say with a clear conscience, I am not a sinner. It only takes one sin to become a sinner. In addition, our fallen sinful nature guarantees that everyone will sin again to some degree, trying to deal with difficult situations, trying to enjoy moments of pleasure, simply living with a sinful nature and selfish motives lead you to commit more sins. My dear friend, are you willing like me to admit that you have sinned and you are a sinner who cannot earn your way to heaven? Will you acknowledge that you are in need of God's mercy and grace? Will you accept Jesus Christ? You can pray with me. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Jesus Christ, I believe that you are my Savior. You suffered and died on the cross to pay the penalty for all the sins I committed and I will ever commit. Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. I believe that you are my Savior. God, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I believe what is the Bible said, that this is love, not that we loved you, but you loved us and sent Jesus as a sacrifice to pay the penalty for my sin, to take away my sin. Thank you, God, for your love. I accept your love. I accept Jesus. And I rely on him for the forgiveness of my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me so I can rejoice with you and send you some free materials that will encourage you and strengthen you. The rest of my audience, pray with me that God will use us to help millions of non-Christians and millions of Muslims to enjoy his love and salvation. Yes, God, use us, God, to expand your kingdom and to help people know who Jesus is and receive him in their lives as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, at least Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. If I can be of any help to you, please contact me. God's grace, peace with you. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.